Welcome to That's My New Thing. Here are your hosts, Halinka Benham and Kingsley Benham.
Hello, 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 hi, 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 hi.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Hello, Kinger.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing? What's happening here?
I'm holding a comb and a pen for two unknown reasons. I don't know why.
Were you cleaning up? Picking
up
things?
And I was not. So you just happened to have a... Yeah.
You what? You fennel?
I fiddle. I'm a fiddler with my hands. I fidget. Okay. So Mother came up with a really good topic for today. Desserts.
Yeah, which is crazy because I don't eat them. But at the same time, Kinger, I make fabulous cookies. I make fabulous pies, but I don't eat them. It's the bite and that's it. See, people like you and Whitney, you actually like desserts.
You don't like them?
No, I wouldn't order. I mean, if you're ordering, I want to buy.
Hold on here.
I got something to say. I've got something to say. I've got something to say. I got something to say.
Do me and Whitney order desserts?
I'm sorry?
Do me and Whitney order desserts?
Once in a great while.
So I don't know if you want to compare us on the opposite side of the spectrum than you, because I think we probably eat desserts probably at the same amount of time you do, which is probably
now,
special occasions.
Which is true.
Well, see, but remember
well,
what I
now
told
that
you,
you're older.
Exactly. Stop judging us based on us as children, because it doesn't help anything.
But you're still a child in some way.
That is literally not true.
Oh, hush.
In it's 4 years,
person.
I will be.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Where are you going? Say that in a year before.
I'm just telling you. Like, you
honey,
keep saying we're children.
I don't have
like,
a choice. I know how old you are. See,
okay.
The reason, yes, just leave it alone. Give me your number 5 in desserts.
So, because I can't. I don't have a top 5. I have 5. Because I also did not pay attention. I was... Not that I didn't pay attention. I don't have. So I'm going to start saying. Wait. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, shit. I put 6. Well, we'll figure it out. Okay. At the very bottom, I'm going to say a cannelé.
I'm sorry?
A cannelé.
What's that?
It is a French dessert that you put the batter in. It has special, it looks like little tiny
dark towers. Yes. That's what you call it?
Yeah. And it's really crispy on the outside, but very spongy in the inside.
Delicious.
And it's not too sweet. Yeah. And
see, that's what you're saying. You're talking to me right there when you say it's a dessert and not too sweet. I'm just like, I love that. You know, I got to try that. Where did you have it in France?
No, I had it at Bottega Louis here in Los Angeles in downtown.
Really?
I should have gotten them in France. It would have made a lot more sense. But what's your number 5?
Coffee ice cream.
Oh, that is on my list. So I will say that because I don't really have a list.
Right.
But I want coffee ice cream with chocolate chips. You know, if they made a Rocky Road, but with coffee ice cream, I'd be a lot happier.
That would be almond jamocha fudge. Jamocha almond fudge.
Okay, but
jamocha
that's exactly
is coffee.
Not exactly what I want.
And then they have chocolate chips in them. Big hunks of it. But you have the coffee ice cream. Is that you don't mean that you like the cop you want the chocolate ice cream?
No, I want Rocky Road with coffee ice cream. I don't want.
Right. That's Jamocha almond fudge.
No, it's not, because there's ribbons of fudge in there. I don't want the ribbons of fudge.
Oh, you're so picky.
And I also do not. I want marshmallows, which you're forgetting.
You can add them to it.
No, I want it mixed in. I want Rocky Road, but okay, with coffee ice cream. And if I can't have that, then also Rocky Road is also fine. So that's only
marshmallows. But you don't want the nuts?
No, I do want the nuts.
Okay. All righty.
But stop bargaining with my desserts.
I have to know exactly what these are.
So I guess my tie is coffee ice cream and and Rocky Road. Those are my ties.
That was an excellent choice. Very good choice.
Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Strawberry shortcake, but with the real biscuits and real homemade cream, because I don't like it super sweet.
Mm.
But I love the strawberry juice to go into the biscuit. Well, the shortcake.
You know what I mean? Think that choice is garbage. I think that is a stupid decision. And I feel bad.
You're weird. There's a lot of people in this world.
I know.
Put
that's
number
not dessert.
What? Shut up.
You just described dessert.
Yes, I did. It's whipped cream.
Great.
People love strawberries.
Sure.
And then you have this great biscuit and whipping cream again.
Yeah, okay, that's
okay. So I'm sorry that you dislike that, but sorry, it's still good. So what's yours? You have another one there?
I do. I just said blanket donuts. but my favorite donut, I can say what, but actually you guess what my favorite donut is, because I feel like I've pretty much given it away.
Well, you've always liked apple fritters.
Sure.
That's not considered a donut.
I'm fine with that being considered a donut. I just mean, that's not my favorite.
You got me now.
Really?
Because it's not sprinkles.
Nope.
The chocolate or maple?
Wow. You really don't know me.
Oh, shut up. You're an adult. You don't live next door anymore or in the bedroom.
I don't know. Everything I've said so far, aside from the cannelé, has had one really specific thing in common. It's all about chocolate and nuts, Mom. So my favorite.
So it's a chocolate nut donut?
It's a chocolate cake, chocolate frosting, sprinkled with peanuts.
Peanuts are different than nuts.
They're still nuts.
Yeah, I know, but peanut, don't you think they are? It's like,
I mean, I think they're legumes,
taste,
aren't they? But I don't really care. That's not what we're talking about. Desserts. We're not talking about like classifications of nuts and legumes.
He's just so fussy today. Okay, so. No, I did not know that you liked the peanuts.
Well, that's the only one they have at donut places. Oh. They don't have like other
kinds. Must try. See, I can honestly tell you I've never tried one of those.
What? That's my favorite one. They're at every one.
Yeah, I can honestly, no, I've never ordered it or no. So maybe one day I will.
Well, good. More for me.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
I just
no, was, I'm going to, yeah.
Okay.
So, you want mine?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be brownies with nuts.
See,
Isn't
essentially my favorite donut is essentially donut. Like a brownie.
Don't know.
But it's not a cake. No, I know. I'm saying, hold on. Can you just shut up? And be kind. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Stop saying no.
You're the one supposed
I'm
to
just
be kind.
Trying to say, I'm not supposed to be anything. You're a mom. You have to raise. I like that both of our third choices are similar. I'm not saying they're the same, Because yeah, also, if similar. You said there wasn't that exact donut, but there is a brownie, I probably would pick it.
So you would pick a brownie above a donut?
No.
I didn't think so.
No,
see,
but
I could always count on you.
Yeah.
I can always count on you that a donut's going to be somewhere in your top five.
And it was at least three.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So you know what the brownie I'm talking about. You bite it.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
Excuse me. When you bite. I want to. Excuse me.
Yeah, it looked like her face exploded when you coughed.
Holy mother. Maybe I was eating some peanuts.
Why would that do it?
The dust of nuts gets in my...
The dust of nuts
gets in my throat.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. That's why sometimes when I have... it gets in the throat. And I can't eat nuts at night because of the dust.
I don't know what that means at all.
You don't know the dust nut?
I guess not.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Kingsley, my stomach is hurting. Oh, get a little clump here. Okay, but yeah, and I don't like pieces of nut in my brownie. I want a nut. Sometimes they just put those little pieces, and then they all have a little bit of the
what?
And a little bit of the brownie around it. I don't like that kind of nut. I like the real walnut. Although I've had some good pecans. But that's better with the blonde brownie.
Do you know what's really good?
What?
The Cold Stone Creamery banana ice cream mixed in with their fresh brownies and some nuts and an actual brownie.
What?
And then you do a little bit of cake. Man, that place really can make you fat. Jesus.
Sounds like a really good comedy. Is it, did you say banana ice cream or banana cake? What
banana ice cream? Banana ice cream.
So what does the ice cream taste like? It tastes like a banana or is it fake banana?
No, I think it's real banana. I mean, it
so
has
when
a...
you.
Yeah.
So when you eat, can you compare it to a banana cream pie? Because that I know, I make a banana cream pie. It has real bananas.
Yeah, but a banana cream pie also kind of just tastes like banana-ish vanilla pudding. It doesn't taste like exactly like banana, but I mean, it does.
No.
That's kind of how the ice cream tastes. It's slightly banana-ish, but with actual adding real banana plus the...
I don't think I've ever had banana ice cream in my life and never heard of it. Well
you got to go to the suburbs. Because that's why they got Cold Stone Creameries.
I'm not a dessert person. Your father was, just like you and Whitney.
And look what happened to him.
I mean, shut up. But you can honestly say now that you don't think you're a dessert person anymore?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gone. Okay, wow. I'm going to go ahead and give you my number two.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Dutch apple pie.
Okay.
You don't like fruit as a dessert.
I don't like apples aside from... an apple fritter. I think apples
should stay the fuck
away from desserts. Get the fuck away from my desserts.
Well, then why do you like the fritter so much?
Because it tastes... I mean, when they have blueberry fritters, I get those.
So you like the fritter.
Yeah.
So
It's fried donuts.
It doesn't, of course, but I like you it. Prefer a blueberry?
That's the only other apple? Kind of fritter I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too. I had a strawberry one time, but don't bother.
Oh. No?
No. It was too
that
dry.
That sounds good.
No, it was dry.
Like, I like strawberry more than I like apple.
That's funny. Yeah, you never were an apple person, except if you could dip it in peanut butter. But that was when you were younger.
I mean, even
so
then.
So I don't think.
That's just
well, you
like.
Didn't, yeah.
I was always okay with that as an option for something, but it was never. I would never request that.
No. In fact, no. I don't think your sister or you have ever requested, except that time I made those baked apples and I put the cheese in the middle, the little crab apples that we were living on. The house across the street from Peter.
Woodruff?
Yeah, Woodruff Lane. Yeah, I made you them there because there was a crab apple tree and I put the cheddar cheese in the middle and you bake it and you guys ate those up. So, okay, fine. I'm going to say right now, my mother made the best Dutch apple pie. And that's
what makes
with
it
the,
Dutch.
It's the cream cheese on top. So you have a crust on the bottom, but the top is done with butter and brown sugar, and it gets crunchy. So when you pick it up, it's completely different than a sealed pie. I don't like double crusts. You know, you and Whitney like double crust chicken pot pies. Ah, what a waste. See, to me, like, bleh. Just give me the inside. You know, it's like
yeah, but
a
that's
pizza.
Soup. It's like a no, stew if you just that, do
yeah,
the insides.
Well, if it's mine, I know it's really good because I make mine super thick. I don't make mine runny, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, but. Now, I like my double crust. I don't have a problem with mine. But sometimes the reason I don't like it is the bottom crust tastes doughy, like it wasn't cooked. I don't like
I
that.
I love that.
See, yeah. See, I knew you people were weird. So I have a question to ask you. And I was going to ask you earlier, but I'm going to ask you now. And you have to be real. You don't have to give me the answer right this moment. You can wait and think about it. Because I really think you should. Because it's a very important question about food. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. With beef stroganoff, do you prefer mashed potatoes or noodles? Egg noodles, the way, the you know, the ribbony. Okay.
I'm shocked you would even ask that.
I know, but I have to ask. And the reason is, Kingsley, I am actually taking a survey on this. And I am very shocked on what's coming ahead. So shocked. Because
what are your findings?
Mashed potatoes first.
Oh.
Oh, no. 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 You serve it with egg noodles. With fresh dill and crunch it with, you know, black pepper. Mashed potatoes. So I send it to Michael. I said to Michael, mashed potatoes or egg. Guess what he said?
Mashed potatoes.
Gross. But mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that randomly.
No. No. Ugh.
Well, I'm also not a mashed potato. I don't really enjoy potatoes.
Well, you're not a potato except for certain ones.
Like potatoes and apples. They're very similar. Because the French call apples pomme. And then potatoes are pomme de terre, meaning apple of the earth. So I don't like any
of
the pommes.
So did you get a lot of apple things in
Why would I do France? That if I don't like them?
No, but I'm asking,
why
did
would
you
I?
See them?
Of course.
Did you see desserts of this?
Yes.
Didn't know
they like
that.
Apples. Like Americans like apples.
McGowan is my favorite apple. So if you ever have to know that for any reason.
Cool.
So I am so glad that you and I have the same taste when it comes to stroganoff. I mean, I was just like, I don't believe this shit. Okay.
Okay. So for my number two, I think I'm going to say a Boston cream pie.
Oh, my God. Good one. Holy moly.
Do you know what I was going to tie it with?
Oh, what?
German chocolate cake.
Oh, unless it's an excellent one. And
all of these are going to be excellent. I'm not picking these because they're shitty.
That's why I won't pick. No. Oh, my God. Kingsley Boston. No, I would let go of my strawberry shortcake for Boston cream pie.
I think you should.
Oh, my really God. Do. Oh, I love Boston cream pie. Fuck. Especially a good one.
So what's your number one then?
Really?
What's your number?
You know your mother.
Why can't I think of it? I really can't. Oh, devil's food chocolate cake. Okay. All right. But see, like, I'm pissed. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that while you were drinking. And the reason is because, you know, it was a very busy day today. So I really just wrote these down as fast as possible. And now I'm coming up with all of the ones that I'm like, well, honestly, if I'm being honest, I love a cannelé, but I would get rid of that and definitely put in a German chocolate cake. But I think I'm going to stick with my number one as a pecan pie with dark chocolate chips in it. Because if it doesn't have chocolate, people, it's not fucking dessert. I don't think you understand this, all of you. Every single one of mine has some form of chocolate in it. Because what is the point? What is it? Oh, that no, it's good. A bowl of fruit. Fuck you. I don't care about your bowl of fruit.
Your father did that to me, but he didn't say fuck you.
Well, I hope he didn't.
No.
But I wasn't saying that to you. I was telling it to the people who have a bowl of fruit for dessert. Like, that's not dessert. Yeah. That's
me.
You're just having a cold fruit salad. Or a warm fruit salad, which sounds even worse to me.
I like it.
Okay.
Do you like fruit salad?
I'll have a little bit of ambrosia now and then.
Oh, my God. It's full of whipped cream and sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't need any fruit?
I have fruit for my smoothies.
Okay.
I make a smoothie every day for lunch. So
talking about, excuse me. Desserts. I got a mixed berry pie, the one that you and Whitney, that when I talk desserts, that is such a great memory of you guys enjoying with going out, because we would just go there to have dessert.
Okay,
Baker's
Square. I will amend my no fruit rule, or I know, not my no fruit rule. I will amend my chocolate rule by saying a mixed berry pie, hot, a la mode, but it's got to be French vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh.
Then I'm okay with it. Yeah. Then a fruit pie is fine.
But it's got to be a tart. It's got to be a berry. Tart.
Yeah, because I like berries more than I like other things. Like peach, ugh. Apple, ugh.
No, see, no. It was pear, a berry mix.
I'm saying, personally, berries. So like what I do every day for lunch, I do raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. It's chocolate protein powder, a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of cocoa powder, cacao powder. Cow. And then I put a cup of spinach and then I blend that shit up. It tastes delicious because chocolate covers the taste of spinach. And so it just tastes like you're having a lovely chocolate shake.
Okay.
Except it does taste a little more medicinal because it doesn't taste like a yummy chocolate. I mean, it tastes fine because it's got like all the fruit in it, but yeah.
I'm surprised on one dessert you didn't have on your list.
What?
Cheesecake. Mm. It's not even on your top five, so it's not even in your top 10. When's the last time you had cheesecake?
Wait, why isn't it in my top 10 if I don't have it in my top five? It could be in my
top.
You
haven't even talked about it.
Yeah, well, because I've started realizing I think cheesecake is a little pedestrian.
What does that mean?
Simple. It's a little. It's a cake for the people. I don't want that shit. I want something special. You know, I don't want all these idiots dessert. Like, I feel like because the Cheesecake Factory exists, I'm like, oh, that's just for a bunch of idiots, and I don't want that. You know, it's a little like, oh, you like cheesecake? Of course you like cheesecake. Everyone likes cheesecake. You know,
so
I'm like,
tell
oh,
the
I don't
people
give a
of
fuck.
The world what you did with your allowance one time.
I bought a cheesecake and I would not share it.
No,
I cut it
until
into 7 pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then probably on the last day, I'm like, someone else eat this goddamn cheesecake.
On the 5th day, would you like a bite, Mom? And Whitney, she was like, I can't believe he did it. I go, you could have done the same thing. I was more than happy to purchase it for you. And you said, no, this way I know I will have a slice a day.
Also, okay. I have not changed much because you got to manage my expectations. I would rather spend my own money and be able to know what
that
I do
there.
And do not have as opposed to relying on the kindness of others. No, I just want what I want. If I have to pay for it myself, I'll do that. Actually,
and I'm
it
true.
Is terrifying
and,
how
no,
similar
that
I am
was,
to that kid.
I don't know. I think you were 8 years old or something, but you were so adamant. And then Babchi made you her famous cheesecake recipe for you. She made you an individual one. Because Whitney and I, we, you know, it was okay. You know, cheesecake is cheesecake. It's, I just do this. Blah, 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 you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I actually like chocolate cheesecake better now. I guess that's
well,
no
I like mine with Kahlua.
Ooh, I would like that too.
Yeah, I like that. But see, then we're getting away. Why don't I just have the Kahlua?
I say have the Kahlua. That sounds
yeah,
lovely.
And not the cheesecake. So for me, I would rather just have the Kahlua, add a little vodka to it maybe, and make it a white Russian, you know, just go for it. I don't know. But anyways, another, oh yeah, any kind of pie, no.
What?
I'm going to ask you something.
You ask.
What me. Is your take of whipped cream? I mean, when I made desserts, I usually made it with real cream, whipped cream. And once in a while I would get the, can you tell the difference or are you not a whipped cream fan?
I like whipped cream.
So like if you had a choice and you're not thinking about weight or anything, and if you were to get your, let's say a mocha fudge drink, would you have the whipped cream on it?
Sure. Why not?
There. Okay. Yeah. See, I like the taste of whipped cream, but I like the real stuff.
You yeah, know, I think they both have their places because I think they both are good on different things.
Like what?
Well, I like real whipping cream if I was going to ever, I don't know, like have that stupid strawberry thing.
Yeah, so you couldn't have anything but the real
yeah,
thing. Why
but like,
bother?
You know, if you're going to give me a piece of pie, I don't mind just adding a little canned whipped cream on the top. I think it's kind of fun. I'm sorry. I keep bumping my mic, everyone. I just feel like I'm in this weird little itty bitty place. Oh my God. I have to go to the bathroom so bad. So bad. Guys, you're going to have to listen. You're going to have to stick around to the bonus episode because I have to leave right now. And my mother's going to say goodbye to you. I love you so much. I love my mother. And she's going to finish this up. Bye-bye.
Okay, darling. So what I have to say is everybody have a good time. Make sure you take care of each other. And I'm not saying this lightly. Make sure you're taking care of each other. And make sure you know where everybody's at. But not only that, make sure you're cooking good, too. Because I've come up with some stupid dishes lately. I don't know where I was thinking that it would possibly work. So another thing, I'm going to go back to this, the beef stroganoff. I'd like to know, mashed potatoes or egg noodles? This is driving me crazy because I'm going to say noodles. But then again, never put rutabagas in your beef stew. And I'm going to tell you why. It tastes all like rutabagas. Unbelievable. I don't know why I decided to do that. And nobody ever tells me what recipe or whatever. I try things. So when I put them in, I can smell them while they're cooking, right? But then when I came, when I came back downstairs, it was so fragrant of rutabagas.
We would like to thank Sean Urasani for our theme music and Joanna Munoz for our logo. Additional thanks to me, Whitney Benham, for playing announcer. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review.
Alrighty, people of the world. I love you. You gotta take care of each other. Bye-bye.
I love you, Mom.
Hi.